This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob and with me today is Finn.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, hi, Finn. You're sounding a bit down in the dumps, you know, a bit miserable.
Well, Rob, I am. It's raining again. I've got no money and I'm feeling unfit too. Just look at me.
Oh, yes. Well, I've got some news today that might put a smile on your face.
Okay.
It's about a new study that tells us how we can make ourselves happier. And we'll be using some words about happiness too.
Well, that sounds good. And, well, I'm feeling a lot happier already, thank you, Rob.
Great. So, Finn, what other things make you feel happy?
Well, probably the finer things in life, you know, good food, fine wine, things like that. You, Rob?
For me, it's got to be everything. Nothing worries me and I always look for the positive things, even in a bad situation.
Okay.
You could say I'm happy-go-lucky. And to keep you happy, Finn, let's see if you know the answer to today's question.
Right.
The World Happiness Database has ranked countries in order of how happy their people are, or to be more precise, their satisfaction with life. So, do you know which country came top of the list? Was it A, Finland, B, Canada, or C, Costa Rica?
Well, I think Finland has a high quality of life, but let's say the happiest nation is Canada.
Canada, right. OK, well, we'll find out if you're right at the end of the programme.
OK.
So let's talk more about happiness. There's been some good news from Holland. That's where the World Happiness Database is, at the Erasmus University in Rotterdam.
It's been collecting the results of studies about happiness from all over the world.
Yes, and now all that information has been put together to produce some interesting results.
Okay, but surely, Rob, happiness is a state of mind. So different things make different people content or happy, depending on their mood or the situation at the time.
Yes, but this research has found some factors that we all share when we're searching for happiness. It also found what made people unhappy.
So maybe things like not having enough money or not going on holiday?
Nothing like that, not materialistic values. Unhappy people are more aware of their life goals. That's things they want to achieve because they want to change their life for the better. So does that sound like you, Finn?
Well, actually, not me, Rob. No, I lead such a hectic or busy life that I don't always get time to think about the future.
Okay, well, that's good because the study found having an active life is most important for a happy and rewarding life. That means a feeling of satisfaction and pleasure. There are other reasons too, as we can hear from the director of the World Happiness Database, Professor Veenhoven. When in life does he say we are happiest?
Research has shown we can make ourselves happier because we see that happiness does change over time and that these changes are not just a matter of better circumstances but also better dealing with life. Elderly people tend to be wiser and for that reason happier.
Okay, our happiness changes over time. It's older people, the elderly, who are happiest because he says they're wiser. They understand things more and have learned how to deal with the problems in life. So, Rob, you're old, so you should be happy, right?
Wrong, Finn.
Okay.
The study has also found that having children, which I do, lowers your happiness level.
I see. But it does say that your happiness increases when they grow up, your children grow up and leave home.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. The study also says if you think you're good-looking rather than if you actually are, it makes you happier. So you might be really ugly, but if you think you're handsome, then you're happy. Isn't that right, Finn?
Right, yeah, I guess that makes me the happiest man on the planet, Rob.
Did you also know that being in a long-term relationship and going out for dinner a lot also makes you happier?
Okay, so are you saying I need to do these things to be happy?
Yes, Finn. But luckily for you, the study has also found that being sad for 10% of the time is actually good for you. Let's face it, we can't be happy all the time.
That's comforting to know. But Rob, maybe you can cheer me up or make me happier by telling me that I answered today's question correctly.
OK, we'll see, shall we?
OK.
Earlier, I asked you which country did the World Happiness Database rank as having the greatest satisfaction with life.
And I said Canada.
I'm sure the Canadians are very happy people, but you're actually wrong.
Oh, no.
All those countries are in the top 10, but Costa Rica is at number one. Hopefully this programme has put you in a good mood, so join us again soon for 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Bye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.